Part 12. Agnes. Dora was ill. She grew weaker every day. I carried her up the stairs every evening, but soon she was in bed all the time.
Darling Dodie, please send Agnes to me.
Agnes went upstairs while I waited with Jip. Jip was an old dog now. I heard the calm voice of Agnes from Dora's bedroom. Then there was no sound. Finally, Agnes came down the stairs and looked silently upwards. I understood. Dora was dead. I decided to go to Yarmouth to see Peggotty and to give Ham a letter from Emily. She asked him to forgive her. As I travelled, a terrible storm began. There was a great wind all day and all night. At Yarmouth, a group of people watched the sea. There was a ship from Spain near the coast. It couldn't enter the harbour, and the enormous waves continued to hit it until it began to sink. The lifeboat saved some of the people, but there was a man on the ship. He was waving his hands. Nobody could help him. Suddenly, Ham ran through the crowd. He tied a rope round his body. "Stop," said his friends. "It's too dangerous." But Ham was very sad. He didn't care if he lived or died. His friends held the rope, and Ham swam towards the ship. He couldn't reach it and came back to the beach. Then he tried again. He disappeared under a huge wave. There was a loud noise and the ship disintegrated, and the man on it disappeared into the sea too. Later, after the storm, there were two drowned men on the beach. One was Ham. The other was the passenger from the ship. It was Steerforth. It was a sad time, but we continued to make plans. Mr. Peggotty, Emily, Mr. and Mrs. Micawber and their children emigrated to Australia. They went to start a new life and were very successful. My aunt was rich again. "Why did you say that you lost the money yourself?" I asked. "Mr. Wickfield lost it."
"I wanted to protect my old friend,"
replied my kind aunt. Mr. Wickfield was poor now, but happy. Agnes gave lessons in the old house. She was a very good teacher, and the children loved her. I was very unhappy, and I travelled abroad for 2 years. I remembered my child wife, my dead school friend, and poor Ham. Most of all, I thought about Agnes. I understood clearly. I loved her. At last I returned to Aunt Betsy. "How is Agnes?" I asked.
"She is well,"
said my aunt.
"I believe there is a special person in her heart."
I went to Canterbury to visit her. "Dear Agnes," I said, "my aunt tells me that you are in love. Tell me about the special man." Agnes looked away.
"There is no one. Aunt Betsy is wrong."
"I love you, Agnes. You are the calm, loving person at the centre of my life. Marry me." Agnes smiled.
"Before she died, Dora asked me to take her place. Now you are back, and yes, David, I will be your wife."
My angel! And this is where my story ends.